Big Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes?
I think it's time to come together. You and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody. We've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided.
All right, so top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Tuesday, September 14th, 2021. Nietzsche, you know, Flo and Rausch, what was it? The Forward Escape, you know, kind of reminds me of Von Ryan's Express, as Bill in Idaho used to say. You know, crashing through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. So, it all sounds well and good, well enough and good enough, but really, you know, it ultimately is, it's kind of out of the frying pan into the fire. It's the same old will to power. It's the same old Marxist dialectical continuum. And those like Nietzsche who have departed from the faith, so to speak, are not those that we should follow into darkness. That's probably not a good idea. All right, I've said enough about that. To the phones, Rhonda in Missouri. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris.
Good morning, Rhonda.
Hi. Good morning. That last thing you said was interesting because I ended up, sorry about the dog, I'm outside, but I called my representative last Friday, after Biden said what he said, his office. Well, first I tried to call the governor, but his mailbox was full. So.
And how is that possible?
I know. I called the representative, and his Nick Schroer and his assistant said she would. There's two people answering the phone, and I guess they're busy. Anyway. So I called her and had an interesting conversation, kind of like what you just said. I said, you know, this is, you know, it's a Republican state, but, and I know the governor and my representative isn't going to, I mean, it's just one level, one firewall before they get to me, you know what I'm saying? So we were talking and I said, you know, because he wrote this nice little thing on his Facebook page, we cannot allow this governmental infringement into our life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness to continue unchecked. Now is the time to stand and fight. Governor, I urge you to take action so we can address this while we are in the Capitol next week. And, you know, she reminded me he's an ex-sheriff, so it's probably better than, you know, living in a state like California. Anyway, Yeah, so I told her, I said, you know, he would do well if in that conversation he has to, you know, get back to the Constitution, obviously, but also, you know, our the way the country was founded on, you know, Christian principles and values. She thought that was, you know, kind of restated. I told her, I said, yeah, tell people, you know, this is the state to go to because you'll have individual rights, freedoms, and you know, biblical values in this state. But, I mean, who knows what's going to happen. It's whatever God allows, really, I think.
Yeah.
But that thing you played was awesome, that video. And before you played it, I was actually writing down some questions, like, well, I had some thoughts, like, are they going to use, I know they are, why am I asking that question? They're going to use the your phones to track you, like your new ankle bracelet. They're going to use the post office to find you.
Mm-hmm.
So I was going to ask you, I had to get one of those throwaway phones because I was not buy a phone and I had to have one. So, you know, the ones that you buy that aren't under a plan, you get a phone number. But if my memory's right, I think you have, what, a month to use them or something? So I don't even think you can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. The minutes expire if you don't use them within a certain period of time. So they got you coming and going, don't they? Can't even do that. But what was the other thing? Oh, and the mail, because somebody called in yesterday to one of the broadcasts and made a good point, which made me think, yeah, they know who lives where, and they could find you. So that video you played was awesome about setting up, you know, communities that go against the, you know, dictatorial or tyrannical, whatever government that they're trying to set up, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Ken, one more question, because I don't know about technology, but I think, do cell phones run on a different, you know, like 5G towers and stuff? So technically they could shut you down at your home. Well, they will if you don't pay your bill, but shut you down at your home and still have the ability to use cell phones, correct?
I'm not following the question.
Okay, sorry. So like if they don't want people communicating, see, they need people to have their cell phones so that they can track you.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they can shut you down so you can't search information on the internet, but you can still be tracked by your cell phone. Is that possible?
I would be surprised if that wasn't possible.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think I'm still not quite following the question. I'll be able to search the internet.
Well, I'm saying, like, you know, communicate, like, through the internet with, like, email with your friends, like, keeping in touch with other people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you could use your home phone but a lot of people don't have one. That's my point.
Well, so, I think of a couple of different things with regard to cell phones. I mean, so there is that thing that Kurzweil has talked about in the Age of Spiritual Machines, for example, you know, and what Scott Klosowski said at the Digital Gaming Convention back in 2016. We keep playing that clip, you know, Scott Klosowski saying it's difficult for some people to realize, but, you know, we are going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables, which is what Kurzweil was saying. Kurzweil even said basically that's what all of the cochlear implant research amounts to, you know, making those kinds of things permanent implants. Contacts can be permanent implants by 2029 is what he was saying in the Age of Spiritual Machines published in 1999. And The idea is that those things become input-output devices that are connected to the directly to the interwebs, and so we all become monitoring stations, essentially, wherever we go. And so with cell phones, there's that concept, kind of like what you're talking about, but there's also the concept of, you know, the alchemical process of conversion that I touched on when Glenn called yesterday when we were talking about the first beast in particular of Revelation. And so, you know, Manly P. Hall talked about this alchemical process of converting mankind, or humankind as they like to put it. And that, you know, technologically, I think correlates directly to Google's selfish ledger and them, you know, kind of harnessing this concept of Lamarckian epigenetics to literally change our biology. And this goes back to the same old stuff. I mean, this is linked to that video that we just played and the whole Nietzschean will to power concept that I was trying to speak against after the video. Like, that's not the thing. If you really want to be free, then you follow Jesus' advice in John chapter 8 when he said, if you continue on my word, then you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's where freedom is. Mm-hmm. Not in some Nietzschean continuation of the will to power, because that's this whole, well, just from the Wikipedia entry on will to power, for example, Wilhelm Rue published his The Struggle of Parts in the Organism in 1881, and Nietzsche first read it that year. The book was a response to Darwinian theory proposing an alternative mode of evolution. Rue was a disciple of and influenced by Ernst Haeckel, who believed the struggle to survive occurred at a cellular level. The various cells and tissues struggle for finite resources so that only the strongest survive. Through this mechanism, the body grows stronger and better adapted, rejecting natural selection. Rue's model assumed a neo-Lamarckian or pangenetic model of inheritance. And so this is what Google, through the selfish ledger, is trying to do. And so when you say, could they shut down search? I don't think they want to shut down search. They want to use all of the technology to basically tell you what's important to you and how to think. And through the subtle manipulation of search results and things that are used in a sort of very subtle, imperceptible sort of way, they want to change people's biology. And it sounds weird. It's not my theory. These guys write about this stuff, not me. And if you go to the, if you read the Verge article from 2018 that talked about this stuff, I mean, and watch the video that allegedly leaked out, this internal video from a 2016 Google, whatchamacallit, shows a Google concept for how a total data collection could reshape society. That's they're you know, that's what they're saying they want to do. Google's selfish ledger is an unsettling vision of Silicon Valley social engineering.
I totally wasn't remembering or thinking about how many ways they can spy on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? How many ways they can track you. You can run, but you can't hide, kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and so here's another, just another layer in that, not to terrify anybody, but I mean, I've talked about it for years. The crowd powered nonsense. What's the name of that book? What is wrong with my brain? So there's the book, Oh. That's very annoying. Not Crowds on Demand. What's his name? I can see the book too. Can't put my hands on it. It'll come to me in a second.
Yeah.
Anyway,
they,
so the idea from the book, until I remember the name of the book, the guy wrote the book based on a collection of stories. You know, basically it was stories and conversations. And one of the stories was basically an MIT grad student created a research project. This was back in the 90s. And basically the concept behind the research project was he was going to give cell phones to 100 peers, and you know the phones were free on the condition that everything was tracked knowingly. You know, there was you know nothing that was private basically on the phone. And so with a very short period of time, he was able to know where they would be days and even weeks in advance with greater accuracy than they knew themselves.
Yeah. Yeah, I just find it all really interesting because of all of the things that they've... Maybe that's why the post office isn't going to be made to get it, but the shot. But everything that they've set up in society, right? Mm-hmm. Cell phones... post office, food. They're using food. You know, they give you what they call food, put it out there, and you don't even think twice. You go, well, we got the FDA, so, you know, they're the go-between. They made sure it was safe. I can eat it. It's edible. But is it healthy?
Yeah.
And now... we're seeing, you know, and everybody, you know, you just do the best you can. Nobody's eating. Only the top people are eating really well, right? Remember that thing you played about a guy mm-hmm. going into a restaurant? I'm not eating that. Mm-hmm. I don't eat like that. That's for you guys. So, you know, you do the best you can, but they're using all of it against the population and... you know, food, it's interesting because you don't, like I said, you just trust it, you eat it. Some of it's more addicting than others, and then it lands you with some comorbidities, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen old people that age very well. You mm-hmm. know, it's not an age thing. It's how well did you treat your body when you were younger, that kind of thing, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. Oh, morbid obesity is off the charts. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
and it's because people want. I think it's for some sort of security, comfort. They go to what they like, and then you know what is that? A dopamine hit or something?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Chris. Well, that's all I wanted, mostly to. See if you knew that about the phones, but you're right, they will. And maybe they already are. Maybe they're putting that, who knows, maybe they're putting that tracking device in people with a shot already. So there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Rhonda. Thank you.
All right, bye.
Yeah, again, seeking to change the biology, and that's something Catherine Austin Fitz talked about last May. I came to the same realization at the same time. Bill Gates seems to think that's a fantastic idea. Treating the body like an operating system. You know what? You have a virus. We have an antivirus. Oops, that caused some problems too. That's okay. We can fix it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a weirdo. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Another casualty of the interwebs. The book that I was thinking of is Howard Rheingold's Smart Mobs. And smartmobs.com used to be his website. It appears that is no longer his site or page managed by him, which is unfortunate. Anyway. Smart Mobs, The Next Social Revolution is the book from which the story I mentioned is drawn. And, you know, I always used to say when I mentioned that it was particularly interesting because these kids, these MIT students, are not dummies. You don't know where you're going to be. And this kid can tell where you're going to be weeks in advance with greater accuracy than you can tell. That's pretty astonishing. And, you know, so the technology is used to do that. And then if you can influence people, again, you know, we played the 9-minute Selfish Ledger video. Titled The Selfish Ledger, the 9-minute film starts off with a history of Lamarckian epigenetics, which are broadly concerned with the passing on of traits acquired during an organism's lifetime. Nick Foster acknowledges that the theory may have been discredited when it comes to genetics, but says it provides a useful metaphor for user data. The title is an homage to, you know, avowed Satanist Richard Dawkins' 1976 book The Selfish Gene. You know that book that's the most influential science book ever written, except it's not a science book. The way we use our cell phone, our phones, creates, quote, a constantly evolving representation of who we are, end quote, which Foster terms a ledger, positing that these data profiles could be built up, used to modify behaviors, and transferred from one user to another. And so this is the alchemical process applied, you know, to technological terms that guys like Manly P. Hall wrote about. And, you know, you put that together with, again, what Howard Rheingold wrote in Smart Mobs. It's crazy stuff. You know, so Kevin Kelly, here's an excerpt. Kevin Kelly traced back the new theories regarding emergent properties to William Morton Wheeler, an expert in the behavior of ants. You know how bad guys are preoccupied with ants and bees? Wheeler called insect colonies superorganisms and defined the ability of the hive to accomplish tasks that no individual ant or bee is intelligent enough to do on its own as emergent properties of the superorganism. Kelly drew parallels between the ways both this is an excerpt from Rheingold's Smart Mobs. Kelly drew parallels between the ways both biological and artificial vivisystems exhibit the same four characteristics of what he called swarm systems. DARPA has been morbidly preoccupied with swarm systems for decades now. The four are the absence of imposed centralized control. And again, you know, you go back to the advent of NetWar, you read about this, 1996. The autonomous nature of subunits. They seem to be acting on their own. But you know what? They're working in accord with this common plan. Number three, the high connectivity between the subunits. And number four, the webby nonlinear causality of peers influencing peers. And so, you know, just think about those four with regard to the phones. And then again, you factor in Lamarckian epigenetics, Google's Selfish Ledger, Manly P. Hall's alchemical subversion of mankind, as I would put it. One last thing before we go to the break. An excerpt, you know, from the Selfish Ledger. User-centered design principles have dominated the world of computing, user-centered, for many decades. But what if we looked at things a little differently? What if the ledger could be given a volition or purpose rather than simply acting as a historical reference? What if we focused on creating a richer ledger by introducing more sources of information? What if we thought of ourselves not as the owners of this information, but as custodians, transient carriers, or caretakers? Creepy is what it sounds like to me. Stick around, we'll be right back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved
to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. I want to back into this weird stuff and this alchemical transformation. And then we'll go back to the phones here in like 2 minutes. So, you know, I mentioned this a few times, but Scott Klosowski at the Global Gaming Expo, back in 2016, Digital Transformation of Humanity and Gaming. Remember, we play this, I don't know, every once in a while. Tell me if this sounds weird, this kind of turn of phrase, the way that he phrases this. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. And the whole time I'm talking, there will be people that are on their devices. Now, they could be taking notes. Yeah. They could be tweeting, best speaker I've ever heard. Right? Who knows? But it's amazing how addicted we've become to these things already. Now, what we have to understand is this is just a first step. It's a first step. We're going to move from mobile to wearables to implantables. And I know it's a hard thought for some people to think about it. We're going to be implanting technology so that we can connect better to technology, but we will. But let's just talk about mobile for a second. Today, these devices are like outboard brains. So that's what psychologists say. They're like outboard brains. So okay. They do three things for us.
Yeah, that's, so Elon Musk said we're all cyborgs already. He's saying kind of the same thing. So, what's the harm? I mean, this is how you boil a frog. Or as Jefferson put it in his letter to Samuel Kirchhoff, a departure from principle in one instance becomes a precedent for second, that second for third, and so on. So you can see, you can envision a future where Bill Gates would say, oh, you know what? We didn't realize that this COVID vaccine thing was actually a way to treat the body like an operating system. I mean, we talked about it, but, how could we know this was? But so here we have this opportunity now, and why not just turn the crisis into an opportunity like we always do? Because you never want a serious crisis to go to waste after all. You can see that coming, and it's not an accident, it's not a coincidence, it's all pre-planned. So that's a weird turn of phrase for a guy who's a very prominent, influential thinker, speaker. He's one of those influencer guys, wink, wink, Scott Klosowski, that is. So from that to just the introductory moments of Nick Foster's Google Selfish Ledger video. And again, the Verge article is titled Google Selfish Ledger is an Unsettling Vision of Silicon Valley Social Engineering. That's an understatement. So here's the opening bits of that 9-minute video. Go ahead, please.
This man is Jean-Baptiste Pierre Antoine de Monet, Chevalier de Lamarck. In 1809, 50 years before Darwin published The Origin of the Species, he wrote what is widely recognized as the first comprehensive theory of evolution. His book, The Philosophie Zoologique, introduced the notion of an internal code within every living thing, which, when passed down through successive generations, defined the physiological characteristics of a species. At the center of Lamarck's theory laid what he called the adaptive force. He believed that the experiences of an organism during its life modified this internal code, and upon reproduction, this modified version was passed down to its young. Whilst not biologically accurate, and ultimately superseded by Darwin's theory of natural selection, the epigenetic theories put forward by him are beginning to find new homes in unexpected places.
Okay, so this is the kind of stuff that, arch supervillains find fascinating. Like, we can use this to not only socially engineer and manipulate certain people, but gosh, what if we could change their DNA? What if we could change their biological structure at a cellular level and they could pass that on to their children? We could, we could make them into our own vision, and then you hear them cackling like Dave Chappelle making fun of what's his name at the Actor's Studio, James Lipton, if you remember that interview. And so Dave Chappelle cackling, and it makes James Lipton laugh even harder. Maniacal, sort of cackling. So the phones, our simple minds, our little low-level thinking does not grasp the scope and magnitude of the social engineering project afoot, and all of these things are part of it, I would say. And it's all devilish. who's making money these days? The military-industrial complex, the intelligentsia, and, you know, it's all sort of coalescing around the same efforts of the devil to, while he persuades you he never existed, to remake the world and people in his image and probably get rid of a lot of people in the process to become like God, you know, omniscient, omnipresent through the ubiquity, the counterfeit of technological ubiquity, etc. Anyway, back to the phones. Pat in Texas, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hi, Chris.
Hi, Pat.
This phone here, it listens to everything in the room because there's nobody in here but me, mm-hmm. and it's trying to get me to talk to it. So it's had mm-hmm. the answer to the question for 30 minutes. You want to hear it?
Interesting.
Hear it? Uh-oh. Oh, no. I didn't know if it stayed there. Okay, this was in March 19th, 2020, something called hackinfo.com news. Hackinfo.com news. Bill Gates, blah, blah, blah. So it says he uses microchip implants to fight the coronavirus. Do you remember that little things they had on the early morning TV for kids? Maybe you don't. And it was these little things with antennas on their head, and they got, people were mad because one of them was a male, and he's carrying a purse. I think he is purple.
Teletubbies?
Well, yeah, Teletubbies. Okay.
No, never heard of them.
He's holding up a sign, and it says, this is Bill Gates working from home, and it has a picture of a house, and he's one of the little Teletubbies inside mm-hmm. with red eyes. Really? Mm-hmm. It says this is a Reddit Q&A billionaire of him, you know, and it says he's going to launch human implantable capsules that mm-hmm. have digital certificates that can show who has been tested for coronavirus
right.
and who. Yeah, but yep. well, you know it, but a lot of people know it.
And then there was a complete denial of the whole thing that, you know, a denial of the reality of it. And, you know, lots of obscurantist efforts to deflect away from exactly what he said.
Maybe people have God TV on their phone. I don't know who's doing this. And I'm even surprised it's letting me look at it without cutting off all the time. And it says eventually we will have digital certificates to show who has recovered or who has been tested recently. And when we have a vaccine, who has received it. And they are working on these quantum dot tattoos. And mm-hmm. and what it amounts to is that they're going to apply dissolvable sugar-based microneedles that contain a vaccine and fluorescent copper-based quantum dots. Remember that people, they put a black light on in their veins, fluoresce, embedded inside biocompatible cell capsules. And these microneedles dissolve under the skin, and that leaves the encapsulated quantum dots whose patterns can be read to identify the vaccine that was administered. It's going to be called ID 2020. That's what I've been trying to tell people that Gary Carr said. It's COVID-19, but in 2020, it's gonna give everybody in the world their own number. Mm-hmm. Okay. So go over there if y'all can find it, you know, and look at it yourself. Just went away.
Yeah.
But, you know, but it's really interesting because, you know, there he was. But it looked like an older picture of him. So maybe what he's doing now, all they've been showing us is more earlier pictures instead of his real age, you know. You don't know what you're getting shown. But I just thought I'd tell you that there it is. Him telling it. You know it. But and I want to ask you a question. I remember about Nietzsche, okay? He said God was dead, right?
Well, yeah.
Okay. So after that, everybody was saying, well, now Nietzsche's dead, but God's not dead. So yeah. I don't even know why you tell people so much about all those old crappy people. We don't have time, Chris.
No, I agree. Only because...
If people would get off of Facebook and put their face in the book, we'd all be better.
That was why I tried to make that point at the end of the first hour about exactly that, you know? Absolutely.
You're doing a good job.
All of these old school bad guys because this is what is influencing pop culture, and to see that the problem and the alleged or proposed solution come from the same pit, I think is, hopefully helpful. And for those who suspect that, for those who don't know, it's important to know. And for those who suspect it but can't see confirmation of that anywhere, like they look and ask and stuff, this is confirmation so you don't feel crazy and gaslighted.
I'll tell you what's going on right now, Chris. You know, they'll take the Bible and use it against you. They've been doing that 40, 50 years, and I know of, in the literature in school. What is happening now, since everybody says the Jews are responsible for everything, what's happening is the Muslims are coming out, and they brought out their 42nd Imam, their savior of the world. I got his picture on here. And I just don't know. I don't do Facebook, so I don't know how to send anybody anything. But anyway, they got their 42nd Imam, and they got books to train the kids in school with. Okay, and they're out there working, and everybody's totally ignoring them and thinking that they're the poor put upon people. Hey, I'm telling you. They are taking over. And who cares? The homosexuals don't care, LGBTs, because, they all think that we're going to be raptured out, and they're all going to have one big happy family. Well, you know what? I think they got it wrong, because according to whatever, I won't quote it right now, but when the wheat gets heavy and it falls over, they go in and they take out the tares. They take out the tares, and the tares make the bread bitter. So they burn the tares and grind, stomp the wheat on the floor. That's what they do. And the point was, though, that the wicked go, the ones you don't know who they are, they go first. So people that think that they're going to get out of here and miss the tribulation and miss everything. I read in my Bible when I was 13 that God covered us with his hand until the day of trouble passed over. I didn't read about a rapture. So, if there's one, fine, I'll be glad to go. I don't like being here either. But I'm not going to take the shot just because I think, well, the Lord's coming soon. What difference does it make? And not only that, everything there is. The shot don't just kill you. It can maim you for life. So the whole goal of Biden and everybody is to totally break the finances of the country, health-wise, so we won't have any health care system. And not that it's reliable anymore anyway, but I'm blabbing on enough.
All right.
But that book I told you about yesterday, or maybe I didn't tell you, about that the nurse wrote the seven last years, and now she's got two more. They're real cheap on the thrift books, that's what it's called. Real cheap, $4 or $5. And all those books that guy you were talking about yesterday wrote all those books. You can get all those books if you go to Thrift Books or someplace like that, you can get them for $4 each if you want them, or less. Less, really. So I thought I'd tell everybody that if they want to get the books and see that we're talking about. Okay?
Very thrift nice.
Books. Uh-huh. Have plans, like you refer somebody, you spend $30 or something, you get a free book, Real cheap.
So what is the name? What is the name of the author of the book?
Seven Last Years is Carol Balize. B like a boy, A-L-I-Z is a zebra. E.T. She's a nurse. Mm-hmm. And it said that book just came to her when she was writing it. Well, the reason I'm telling everybody is because people don't want to, they don't want to think that, well, people that think the raptured people will go get out of their way real quick, they need to get ready to die too, because in her book, what happened was there was an earthquake that triggered earthquakes, and the whole world was destroyed in 1 hour.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, she went through everything that's going on. She went through all the wicked crap that's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think she knew that much about it, but she had Bible scriptures in the back, you know, like 3/4 an inch thick of pages of Bible scriptures. So it's out there at thrift books, too. You can buy those. Mm-hmm. Real cheap. And I'm saying, I don't have time to read Nietzsche, but I tell you what, everybody who's ever picked her book up last 7 years, I don't have the other two yet, they couldn't put it down. They would stay up all night. That's how good it is.
Mm-hmm. We have other calls, Pat. I'm going to jump
Thank
to
you, Chris.
The other calls. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you.
Much appreciated,
bye-bye.
As always.
Thank you.
What was the other thing? There's one other thing I'll get to in a minute. Back to the phones. James in Vancouver. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Long time no talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you covered a lot of topics just now, all the way from Nietzsche to rewriting DNA and Raker as well, and a whole bunch. This is all about the technology developed. What we're going through right now is based on the technology developed, based on the discoveries of DNA and that kind of thing. And that's what's happening. war is kind of the celebration of technology. And
in a sense, for sure.
You had World War One. You had the they were able to drop forage cannon barrels, and you had better cannon. And then World War Two, you had the celebration of Maxwell's equations, some nuclear physics, and some quantum mechanics. And now they're celebrating DNA, and they have this messenger RNA they want to give you to see if it will help you change your DNA. And well, if humanity's genetic path is changed and the evolutionary path is changed, well, then so much the better. It's and they're making money on it as well.
Mm-hmm.
And creating the obsolescence of humanity. And then guys like Ray Kurzweil think, well, no, it's okay. We're all going to merge with machines, and that's an illusion too. So,
yep.
But anyway,
a way to draw certain folks in and conscript their energy and brilliance and so forth.
Yeah, and a lot of great scientists of the 20th century could have been saved with certain medical techniques that they were not given, and that could have changed the course of society in a different way. If you look at all the Nobel Prize winners, well, not all of them, but a lot of them died of cancer. They never got the cure, you see. They were just... and as soon as... great scientists make discoveries, somehow they end up dying. Like, I'll just take Kerry Mullis, for example.
Mm-hmm.
He's not around. And But if he were around, he would have a lot to say about what's happening, you see.
He seemed to have quite a bit to say just before things got weird, got weirder.
Yeah. And no matter what, everything, the NSA is following everybody. If you have a phone or whatever, I think even TV sets watch people now. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. Everything does. I mean, everything's supposed to be part of the Internet of Things, which I think is, again, part of that myth that man will be invited on this rocket to Mars or whatever, conceptually, metaphorically, you know, to escape the judgment, basically, that Peter writes about, the next one by fire. So, yeah.
Just to say one thing for Nietzsche, because I'm a big fan of Nietzsche. Nietzsche said, if you want to survive and you want to live, never get into lineups.
Mm-hmm.
Don't socialize. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you go. I'll talk again.
Thanks, James. Much appreciated, as always.
Right. Bye now.
So in all of this discussion, the thing, this is maybe not a great place to end it, but I'm going to do it anyway. Richard in Washington has some interesting thoughts, and we've had some interesting conversations on this EROI or EROEI topic. What's the word? I can't think of it. Anyway, energy delivered. And energy required to deliver that energy, or energy return on energy invested. And so, you know, if you're someone who is in a position of influence and power and you believe in this kind of stuff and, you know, you see, oh my goodness, we've reached the point of diminishing return and now we're cascading over the cliff, never to return, and, you know, finite resources, et cetera, et cetera. And if we continue on this path, then it's an exponential consumption of resources and so on. Then, you know, it, and this echoes what was being said to folks by technocrats 100 years ago. I mean, I read that from John T. Flynn's The Roosevelt Myth. And so if you buy into this, then you can see how someone would say, hey, you know what, we just got to get rid of millions and millions and millions of people. Otherwise, we will be, you know, it will be the hockey stick consumption of resources. The dreaded hockey stick curve. So anyway, energy return on investment, that concept that Richard in Washington and I have discussed from time to time. If you know, like I said, 100 years ago, technocrats said the same thing. I'm no ecologist or whatever, but I believe in the Bible and the God of the Bible, and that's where it begins and ends for me. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.